I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Can you believe we're not going to see Dragon Age 4 and the new Mass Effect at EA Play? This podcast is in shock.
That's setting expectations high on that one.
That's called a sarcastic intro.
We don't know those here.
I've never been sarcastic a day in my life.
More lies coming to you soon on the Gamers 2 podcast.
I have a giant ego.
Your weekly roundup of news and commentary on the video game industry and anything else that might pique our interest. Whatever that may entail. Now what?
You got me. You you played me.
Big week. Lots of movement.
Big week, lots of movement, but not in the new games front.
Gonna be a stale year for new games, I think.
Ooh, interesting. Alluding to what we would call delays.
Oh my god.
Well, here we go anyway. New releases are going to include Curved Space for the PC, PlayStations, and Xboxes. Number 2, Destroy All Humans comes to Switch. Number 3, Sky, Children of the Light comes to Switch. Number 4, Zombies Ate My Neighbors and Ghoul Patrol comes to PC, PlayStation, Xbox, and Switch. Number 5, A Tale of Synapse, The Chaos Theories for PC and Switch. Doki Doki Literature Club Plus for the PC, PlayStations, Xboxes, and Switch. And number 7, Space Jam, A New Legacy, The Game.
I bet that's a real winner.
To Xbox. Big winners. That's all we do. Win, win, win.
Gonna be a...
No matter what.
Game of the Year contender.
Space Jam?
Yeah.
Of all the things we could throw our weight behind, Space Jam seems like the correct candidate.
You know what happened a lot this week? A lot of acquisitions. A lot.
Oh.
I didn't even put them in here. So many. Small accusations. Small... Ooh, acquisitions and a lot of those like rounds of funding that happen, which make no sense to me. Round B, round C, round D, round Z. I don't know. I'm assuming they all have a meaning of some sort.
I mean, one would assume.
But you know what they say about assumptions.
Nate's great at them. Is that what they say?
I don't know. I heard you're great at something.
Ooh. Depends on who you asked.
Oh, boy.
Depends on who you asked. Who you been talking to?
What are you feeling? You feeling odd?
I am feeling odd.
Okay.
I'm feeling odd because I'm feeling like a mix-up to shake some shit up.
That's frightening.
So I'm going to do number one. Microsoft has announced the Xbox Cloud Gaming Beta. is now available on Windows 10 PCs and iOS phones and tablets for all Xbox Game Pass Ultimate subscribers. In each case, users can access the service by going to xbox.com/play on a Chrome, Edge, or Safari browser. When you reach those sites, Microsoft has put a splash banner that says, "Haha, suck it, Apple."
I wouldn't be surprised.
God, you know, I imagine how much fun that would be. If it was just like, even if it was just in the HTML code, there was just a comment that was like, "Ha ha, stop me now, bitch."
Gotcha, bitch.
Yeah. So, hey, lawsuit's not even over, and here we go.
Making moves. Making moves, making moves.
Making their way.
Downtown.
Walking past.
Home.
Faces past. Faces past. Making my way downtown, walking fast, faces past, I'm homebound.
Might get a strike on that one. Just sounded too legit. Too legit to quit.
Oh my God, what the hell is her name? Sarah?
Sarah Bareilles.
I don't think it's Bareilles. Belial? No, that's the demon.
Carly Rae Jepsen.
It's not Carly Rae Jepsen.
The Friday Girl.
It's not her either.
Halsey.
Definitely not Halsey.
What are some other random female
pop artists? There's a lot of female artists. It's not Rihanna.
Ella, Ella. Nelly Furtado.
Nelly Furtado. Britney Spears.
She's not allowed out of the house.
she's not allowed to do anything. What bullshit is that?
It is something. The life is something. Life.
I honestly didn't think at any point during this podcast tenure I would have said, man, can you imagine the situation that Britney Spears is in is a lot of horseshit? But it took 180 episodes and we're here.
It's the world we live in.
A piece of shit?
Speaking of pieces of shit, former Ooh. BioWare general manager Casey Hudson. I don't know if he's a piece of shit.
Wait, are you saying BioWare's a piece of shit?
Yeah, current BioWare, piece of shit. Casey Hudson has announced the creation of his new studio. Making the announcement on Twitter, Hudson said he's been, quote, working with some colleagues on something awesome, end quote, revealing it to be company Humanoid Studios. I wanted to say games, but it's Humanoid Studios. So, following the industry trend of ditching big business and going off on their own to continue the cycle of gaming death and rebirth, like a phoenix rising from the ashes. Maybe we'll get good single-player RPG games again. I don't know. Only time will tell. I can only stall for so long.
I know, sorry. I have a text message I need to write, and I'm like trying to write it in between stories. It's the thing with all of...
The thing with women.
We don't have a podcast long enough. Ooh, jokes. Zing. Is all these former general managers are like, and a new studio. And I'm like, oh, God, please. Every time we hear it, I'm just like, I hope it doesn't fail in 6 months. Every time. But that's
it's gonna be a me problem. It's a bubble. It's a bubble.
Yeah, but I feel like they just keep blowing it up. Just a lot of whoo, new studio.
Yeah, it's still building. Still growing.
Yeah, we're not at capacity just yet.
A lot of money in video games right now.
Well, who'd have thought, really? Would you call it potentially one of, in terms of like, we'll say, video entertainment, one of the, if not, you know, the largest in terms of money industry?
I would say that's a fair assessment.
Ooh, a fun fact. That's a fact. It's bigger than Hollywood.
Gotcha.
That was a leading question because I knew the answer the whole time.
How much of it is mobile gaming?
46%. That one's a yes.
Okay.
probably not far off.
Didn't put that news story in, so I don't know.
It was not a news story
this week. It was one.
What was?
There was one.
About what? How big the industry is?
Yeah.
Oh.
With money.
Missed that.
But I was just like, boring.
And I brought it up to make sure you knew you made a mistake.
Well, that's usually, you turns know, if out, I put it in there.
Turns out, not a mistake. It actually was boring.
If I put it in there, he complains. If I don't put it in there, he brings it up. And then he's like, oh, it'd be nice if we knew.
Damned if you do, damned if you don't. No, I get annoyed when we pull up the NPD numbers, and then it's comically every time is like, man, can you imagine that PS5 sales are down over the last month? I'm like, yeah, because people still can't find them. I bet they've been down ever since November.
There's something.
Number three, Conan Exiles developer and publisher Funcom has announced the acquisition of Swedish studio The Outsiders. The two companies have been collaborating on the upcoming rhythm game / FPS hybrid Metal Hellsinger, with Funcom acting as publisher. The executive team at The Outsiders will remain the same. In addition, Funcom announced it's opening a new studio in Bucharest, Romania, which will be dedicated to quality assurance.
I can't imagine a whole studio
whole studio doll. Man, you imagine one
devoted to quality assurance.
Well, that explains it, because it's just a doll. They're putting together a whole room and
just creepy. It's just creepy nesting dolls.
Yeah. In some ways, I can't imagine it. In other ways, I wish more studios had that.
It's just got to be so boring to work there. Like, so miserable. This is shit.
Yeah, but your entire job is to go, this is shit. Here's exactly where it broke. I'm just going to send it back to you now. And if you put all those people in a room just constantly going, how have they not figured it out yet?
Yeah, that's
it might be a great cesspool.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's a recipe for a toxic environment.
Probably better than having them though with the developers, right? I mean, not all QA people are a bunch of assholes, but can you imagine if QA people were in the same room as the devs that they're constantly telling them they've done it wrong? I said not all of them. I didn't say all of them. I said not all of them. Quit giving me those looks like I'm stereotyping an entire,
I don't know,
career field.
What's going on right now? I just,
you're giving me,
I'm
looks.
Along for the ride.
Bullshit. You're questioning the driver. And you know what happens? I'll turn this car around.
I will
crash us into that tree.
Another group, number four, another group of Blizzard veterans has formed a new venture, this time with help from Tencent. Dun dun dun. The new group is called Uncapped Game Studio, and it's being led by David Kim and Jason Hughes. Uncapped will be working on a new RTS title for PC to be revealed at a later date. No further details have been revealed for now. Kim and Hughes both recently worked on Diablo 4, with Kim also having credits on StarCraft II Legacy of the Void, and Hughes having worked on Diablo 3 and Hawken with Adhesive Games. Both also have prior experience at THQ. Zhang Shan Zhang. It's a name, man.
You're like so close to.
I know, right? Is also on board as lead engineer after experiences at Blizzard, Ubisoft, Foundation 9, Magic Leap, and co-founding Boxy Interactive. So another Blizzard spinoff.
Yeah, I mean, we'll see what comes of it.
I think it's funny. The list.
It's funny specifically that it's called Uncapped Games.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's a lot of jokes with Blizzard and capping things.
It's interesting because all of the spawns of Blizzard staff have a wordplay in their name.
Yeah, because there's the well, I guess I'm looking at specifically a WoW issue. Obviously, uncapped can mean multiple things. You can have uncapped frame rates and all that type of stuff. But currently, there's an AOE cap in WoW on certain classes and yada yada. So, like, after X amount of targets, you do diminishing returns and stuff like that. So it's like, It's somewhat a playful, I don't know what that actually is, but it's like a playful thing that a bunch of Blizzard people left and went, Uncapped is the name of our studio, when the WoW community is like, get rid of the daily. Nah.
I'd like to sit down with like a panel of people who work on like balancing games and ask them why they usually choose unfun ways to balance games. Like, I'm assuming it's just easier.
There's multiple reasons that it goes into it, and I won't ever pretend to speak like I'm a game dev, but here's what I'm about to say as if I was a game dev. Issue is that a lot of times I think what people get to have as fun becomes hard to balance because I just want chaos and no bounds type of move. So like, well, what do we do? Because that will inherently change a lot of how certain things work, or certain things will just become broken.
Mm-hmm.
I think you can still do it to a degree, even if the cap number is just higher, like say 15 targets, don't say 5. Just because then there's still rare situations where you'd be pulling 15 things. It's specifically to the WoW thing. But there are other times where it's like, there's clear disconnect between, I'm speaking of live service games specifically, clear disconnect between people that test the PTR and are playing the game and everything, and the devs. Where like the devs could be like, oh, it worked fine in this, and this is what we tried to avoid. We implemented this. One of the things was that goes around in WoW is conduit energy. Conduit energy is the idea that when you change conduits on your soulbind, this is going to be so over your head. Each covenant, don't fucking give
fucking
me that.
Gatekeeping over here.
I am not gatekeeping. You stopped playing.
WoW elitist.
Not even close. Like middle of the pack elitist. So what is that a thing?
Middle class WoW player here.
Upper middle.
Upper middle class.
let's not patronize me. The
minor nobility.
Vive la resistance. The now I'm thinking of the video. Baguette lovers. Oh, what a sign. The thing with, so each covenant has 3 soul binds. Okay. Those soul binds have little trees attached to them, like talent trees. You pick abilities as you go down them. Some of them are empty sockets that you earn conduits in the world, and then you place those conduits in those to gain those powers. Okay? We got that much. Is that simple? You're nodding. I'm going to keep just thinking you're saying yes and not shut up and move on. So that happens.
I'm not saying shut up and move on. I'm saying you don't. You can go slightly higher than a fifth grade level.
Okay, so if you want to change something, you have to spend a conduit energy.
Yeah.
In that tree.
Mm-hmm.
You only get 8, and it takes some stupid amount of 8 hours? Some stupid amount of time for one to recharge after you've spent it. Mm-hmm. And there is no way to get them back faster.
Mm.
What they had said initially was to prevent that it's there, because what they didn't want people to do, because they, in order to change them, you have to go back to your little clubhouse. So what they didn't want people to do was in between each fight of the raid, you'd leave if you had one that, like one conduit that might have been better in the scenario for the next fight. So essentially you kill the fight, you leave, you go change it, and you come back, and then you do that on every boss until you're, you know, maybe you had one better single target conduit versus an AoE conduit, so you're flipping back and forth based on what the time requires. And like, we didn't want people to do that, and if you're a min-maxer, you're going to try to do that.
Yeah.
But in the way they've implemented it and everything else, it's like, that's just, it's so painful for, it's mostly painful for the top-end people, I think, because like, I've never run into an issue where I've run out of conduit energy, but I'm also not playing anywhere near as much as like the top 10% in WoW.
Mm-hmm.
Not even the top 1%, like the top 10% in WoW. I set my stuff and I can basically just kind of leave it.
Yeah.
I haven't ever run out of conduit energy, But like I said, I'm not sitting around rotating everything constantly or whatever. So it's, but I still, to me, it's like, well, I've literally never interacted with it. So why is the system there to begin with?
Yeah. That's like, the type of thing like, I'm talking about.
Like they're complaining about it because it affects them. I wouldn't care if it was gone tomorrow because I've never bothered to interact with it. So
yeah,
I don't know. But they had given a reason for it, and it's like it kind of makes sense. And then everybody's gonna go, there's no way we would ever do that. And it's like, oh, you would do it on a rotational thing where you're like, all right, we'll just kick this one person out, then this person, and this person, as we're summoning them back as we go, type of thing.
Yep.
But once again, that's a top end problem.
Classic.
Yeah, it is. It is a, you know, it doesn't exist. That doesn't exist in classic. All right, number five. Yes, five. Yes. Two notable esports companies have combined. Canada-based GameSquare has acquired U.S. firm NextGen Tech, which trades as Complexity Gaming.
I think you know one of their teams.
Limit. The all-stock transaction gives GameSquare 100% ownership of Complexity and values the company at around $33 million. The combined company is expected to generate $28 million in revenue in 2022. Former Complexity shareholders, which include Dallas Cowboy owner Jerry Jones, his investment partner John Goff, and Complexity founder and CEO Jason Lake, will own 47% of GameSquare going forward. Yes, they do have a team in Limit, which is the world first raiding guild on WoW. Limit Maximum, the homie. On the Twitch GM, and they are going to be raiding on Wednesday or on Tuesday.
Going for the world first?
Tuesday starts normal and heroic stuff. Mythic doesn't start for the week after that. The 13th, 14th, 13th, 13th. Then it begins.
The race to world first.
Be fun to watch. Because you know I'm going to be watching.
Depending on how long it takes, I guess.
I'm always watching.
I see all that you do. Number six. Take-Two has announced the acquisition of Dynamixies.
So confident.
Well, look at that. That's not fair.
Dynamixies?
It's dumb. It doesn't sound right.
I mean, who and, uses that?
Well, of course. Are they playing Scrabble? It's a French company.
Sure. So, Dynamixies.
Dynamixies. A French company specializing in video game facial animation services.
Someone was playing Scrabble.
The two companies have previously worked together on titles such as Red Dead Redemption 2, never heard of it, and NBA 2K21,
never heard of it,
with Dynamixies also involved in the making of projects such as Netflix animated series Love, Death, and Robots, and Avengers Endgame.
I mean, it's a pedigree.
It is a pedigree.
Pretty decent one.
It's a thing. It's a thing.
Just acquisitions, man. Just happening all over the place.
Yeah. Buying shit. Starting shit. Buying more shit. Some people starting shit.
We start shit. We buy shit. We start it again. We buy it again.
Yep.
And now I'm going to start shit. I hate your company. Whoa, wait. Hey, not what we do here.
We're not that kind of business.
Yeah, we don't do that here. Number seven, Facebook Gaming has announced that their cloud streaming service is used by 1.5 million players every month. Facebook also announced that Ubisoft is joining as a cloud gaming partner with mobile titles Assassin's Creed Rebellion, Hungry Shark Evolution, and Hungry Dragon all joining the platform. Mighty Quest and Trials Frontier will also be added later this year. The company also announced that it's expanding its library of free-to-play mobile titles, including recent additions such as Atari's Roller Coaster Tycoon Touch and Gameloft's LEGO Legacy Heroes Unboxed.
Facebook Gaming.
$1.5 million a month to their cloud streaming service. Should this be the moment where we both go, Facebook Gaming has a cloud streaming service?
Yes, that is. See, I think it's cheating. In the sense that these are all mobile games.
Yeah. Yeah. Is it actually a cloud streaming service?
I don't know. I mean...
Am I learning?
I don't... Do they have real games? That's a, that's really, like, really bad for me to say that.
And
but
Matt calls me the elitist. Look at him over here, mister. I don't even have a PS5, but these games aren't real.
That was low.
Punch him in the dick. Punch him in the dick.
Joke's on you. It fell off a long time ago.
This is where I put my PS5. If I had one. Oh, are you like a honeybee or whatever?
Yeah. Yeah. Something like that.
It's not honeybee. What is it?
I don't know. Wasp? Or,
no.
I'm like a black... It's a black widow situation.
I think there's the honeybee thing, but I think it's they try to kill you, so they end up... they sting you, leave your stinger in, but they die because of it type of thing.
Yeah, it's a wasp, right?
No, because wasps, I think, are biters, aren't they? Isn't it? Like bees?
Bee? Honeybee?
Maybe not honeybee specifically.
I don't know. It's a praying mantis situation. I'm going to get my head cut off.
I was just saying, that's the head cut off one. A black widow one, you'd already be dead.
Yeah, yeah. That's what that... Yeah. It's getting used for my
genetic material.
Physical labor at the moment. No, we already exchanged that. And then and then I'm gonna get my head cut off and
head to the paperwork and everything, you know. Yep. Transactions.
Speaking of nice things, Humble Bundle will remove the ability for users to donate 100% of the purchase price to charity starting in mid-July. In a blog post detailing the change, Humble Bundle explained that going forward, a minimum of 15% to 30% will have to go to the storefront. The company said the move is motivated by the significant evolution of the PC storefront landscape since it first launched its bundle in 2010. Earlier this year, Humble had announced that it would limit charity donations to 15%, but it reversed that situation. It reversed that decision in a few weeks after following feedback from the community.
So no one's going to want to hear this, but I agree.
With which part?
With the change.
The half to 15 to 30%?
Yeah.
Makes sense.
It's one of those, I like that you guys are outraged that you can't give 100% to charity. That is a good thing.
But how do you think they're going to exist?
Right. How do you think they can continue to exist doing it that way? But I do appreciate your complaint that is that. That is fine with me that is your complaint.
Mm-hmm.
In some theories, it is a good ethical complaint. I understand what you're saying. But if you kept operating at that, you literally wouldn't be able to do it at all.
Yeah.
So it makes sense on both sides, which is a weird scenario. When does that happen?
I know, right?
Like, yes, I do understand your point. That's a valid point. And, oh, I understand your point. That's a valid thing. Okay. Let's both agree to disagree. And somehow it'll also be completely okay when we actually say that this time. It's not two people saying it just because they just don't want to listen to the other one.
Is, Humble Bundle is a for-profit company, right?
I don't think so.
They're a non-profit?
Technically.
Okay.
If I was to assume that.
Yeah. I mean,
I would assume a non-profit.
One would assume it's a non-profit, but that just seems like it's hard for me to fathom.
They also have just grown. I mean, I would love to see their line graph of growth since 2010.
Oh, yeah.
Straight it's up. Probably exponential.
Yeah.
Number 9, Rockstar co-founder Dan Houser appears to have formed a new games company following his departure from Rockstar Games last year. I'm going to go through 6 different voice inflections in the first sentence. French publication Rockstar Mag spotted a company's house listing. Wait, what? Why is that capitalized? Spotted a company's house listing Absurd Ventures in Games.
It's a UK thing. I think that's a specific thing.
Like, that is just the name of a company is companies.
I think it's like a entity, like a government entity or something.
Company's house?
Yeah.
But it's not possessive?
Bro, I don't know.
Dude, I don't understand.
I'm working with what I got here.
Also, that's a... Okay.
Yes.
So, French publication, Rockstar Mag, spotted a pronoun company's house listing for pronoun Absurd Ventures in Games.
I mean, if that's
I hate you, this sentence. If I was,
that's what you got
to
do.
If I was saying, because if I was like listening to that, I'd be like, that is just the weirdest run-on sentence I've ever heard. Described as a business specializing in, quote, ready-made interactive leisure and entertainment software development, end quote. The company was incorporated on June 23rd with Hauser as the only listed director or person with significant control. No other details are currently available. I'm going to go make my own game studio with blackjack and hookers.
Basically, I mean, he's got the money for it.
He does have the money, and he owns the stuff, and he also is ready-made interactive leisure and entertainment software.
Sex dolls?
Sex bomb. Oh, my sex bomb. Had to bring out little Tom Jones.
All right, that's fair.
It's not unusual to be loved by anyone. It's not unusual to have fun with anyone. What's new, pussycat? Right, can we move on?
Sony Interactive Entertainment has acquired Finnish studio Housemarque for an undisclosed sum. Housemarque is a longtime partner of SIE and has released 8 titles exclusive to PlayStation. Most recently, they released the PlayStation 5 exclusive Returnal. The studio will continue to be run by Housemarque's current management team.
Good for Housemarque.
Yeah. Get that money bag.
Yeah, it's one of those, how scared is Sony going to get of Microsoft's acquisitions? This is probably the beginning
of the
end. Because we don't mention the other rumor, one that they potentially have bought Blue Point as well.
I knew I forgot one.
It's not confirmed, so.
Did I put it in the rumor section? I don't know, but you're right. Blue Point, and I guess we should lay the groundwork there. I think it was a Japanese branch of Sony or something, or Japan Studios or something like that. It was a Sony entity that put out the tweet, and it was like supposed to be, it was like a company-wide prepared tweet.
Yeah. It was supposed to be basically their news blast.
Yeah, but they accidentally tweeted out an image that instead of just having Housemarque's logo and name, it had Housemarque's logo and name and Blue Point's logo and name next to each other.
Yeah, and then I also saw one that had Sony and Blue Point.
Yeah,
is the one. Yeah, so
I think that the Sony, I didn't see the Sony and Blue Point one. That was interesting, but
yeah. So
maybe that's the one that's yeah.
The idea is at some point we will see Sony purchase Blue Point, but that is
yeah finalized purchasing Blue Point maybe.
Speaking of Sony doing things, number 11, Sony Interactive Entertainment has announced the acquisition of Dutch studio Nixxes Software. The conditions of the acquisition have not been disclosed. Trending. The developer will join PlayStation Studios Technology, Creative and Services Group, which focuses on technical and developmental capabilities to support Sony's games development studios. Nixxes Software is best known for their quality PC ports, including Tomb Raider Trilogy, Deus Ex Mankind Divided, and last year's Avengers game. I believe the guys at Guerrilla worked with them on Horizon as well to do it.
Yeah.
Interesting. So, if that tells that could give you an idea of where Sony might be looking to port some more stuff. We're going Last of Us, the remake, going to PC, and then we're going to the remake of that, coming to PC, and then eventually we'll get 2 7 years from now to PC.
Last of Us, Uncharted.
Then Last of Us again.
Then Uncharted again.
Then Last of Us again.
And then Ghost of Tsushima, maybe. No, we got something else before that.
Last of Us Part 2. Then Ghost. Then Last of Us Remastered, the first one.
They do the original and the remastered.
Yeah, yeah. They're going to do the original. They're going to port the original PS3 one over. Then they're going to port the PS4 remaster over. Then they're going to port the remake that they're doing over. Then they're going to port 2 over.
Then the remake of 2.
And then, yeah, exactly. Well, no, the remaster of 2, then the remake of 2, and then 3 in 2035.
I like it.
I hate that.
Number 12. Sony and Sucker Punch's hit game Ghosts of Tsushima is getting an enhanced director's cut edition for both PS4 and PS5 that will include a new island to explore and all the content that has been released so far for the original game. The upgraded game will be available on August 20th. The new content includes... oh my god. Pull yourself together. The new content takes place on the island of Iki. And Sucker Punch says there will be new story content, characters, environments, armor, enemies, and more. Alongside the additional content, Ghosts of Tsushima Director's Cut. silly me. We'll also have some PS5 exclusive features, such as using the haptic feedback and adaptive triggers on the DualSense controller. In addition, the PS5 version of the game will feature lip-synced voices for the Japanese voiceover option. Ooh. If you already own Ghost of Tsushima, a patch will be available with some of the new updates when the director's cut is available. This is where it gets confusing. Well, not quite yet. Current owners will be able to bring their save over to the PS5 version. The Ghost of Tsushima director's cut will launch on its own for $70 on the PS5 and $60 on the PS4. But if you have the PS4 version of the original game, the path to upgrading to the director's cut is interesting. If you already own Ghost of Tsushima on PS4, you can pre-order the upgrade to the director's cut for $20.
On PS4.
On PS4. Starting on August 20th, the release date, you can buy the director's cut for PS4. I fucked this up already. Starting on the release date, if you bought the director's cut on PS4, you can upgrade to the PS5 version for $10. If you also upgrade directly, you can also upgrade directly from the PS4 regular version to the director's cut for $30. So, if you pre-order on PS4, it's $20. Then you can upgrade to the PS5 version for $10. Or you can go directly from the regular PS4 version to the director's cut PS5 version for $30.
So, you can do $30.
It's a wash. It's $30.
You can do $30 or $30.
Yeah.
The only thing that they're really saying is you can do $70 or $70 as well. Because the other option would be to buy, if you didn't own it, you buy the director's cut on PS4 for $60, and then you pay the $10 upgrade fee as well. Yeah. So, hint, you're paying the same no matter what you choose to do.
Yeah.
It's a matter of do you want to wait or not.
Yeah. It's really comes down to, do you have a PS4 or do you have a PS5?
Yeah.
That's really what it comes down to. Because, like,
I'm tempted.
If.
Because I own the digital.
Mm-hmm.
On 4, so I would just do the $30 and go straight up, and that would give me all the DLC and everything, so I'd be like, ooh, I'm at least tempted now to do it.
Yeah.
I would only play the DLC because I wouldn't go back and play everything. You know, I made my choices. I did my thing. I was the man. I was Jin.
I would definitely do it. I, out of bitterness, will not hook my PS4 back up. So unless I get a PS5, I'm not buying another Sony product, so... Fuck you, Sony. Fuck you.
I like that it is, unless I get a PS5, I'm not buying another Sony product, which the remedy to sticking it to the man is to give him $600.
I mean, that's the funny part, though. I want to give you money. I want to give you money. I just want something in return, a PS5. Whoa. And I don't want it to sit there, and I want to have to pay $900 to fucking Krusty McKate over there with her fucking got nothing else better to do than go to fucking Target and Walmart at 6 a.m. in the morning and get a console, or fucking 16-year-old high schooler who bought a fucking bot to scalp shit.
I mean, the guy in the Wall Street article that has been side hustling and bought and sold 1.7 million worth of units of new consoles.
That one.
But only profited 110K.
That one. I just want to buy a console. I don't want to like, I've literally tried every single time there's been a drop, and I've never gotten one, which is fucked up. Just let me pre-order it. Like, why is that so hard? Start a fucking queue. Sign up.
Because it's not the same, man.
Anyways.
How do we cause mass panic? It's the same reason we have Black Friday.
Well, this what's going to happen is there is going to be a game that comes out that I genuinely want to play. And I'm like frothing at the mouth to play it. And I'm not going to be able to because I won't have a console. And I'm going to wash my hands of it and be like, all right, I'm done with Sony for this generation. And I'm just going to play PC games.
I mean, that would suck. Because that means I lose my boy in Gran Turismo.
That's fine. You got to vote with your wallet. You piss me off.
Listen, poor business practices. We preach it, and I appreciate the vote with your wallet line. We'll see how it works out.
See how it plays out. It's a tactic.
It's a bold move.
You're up next.
Oh, shit.
Fucking Romeo.
I wish. This body ain't no Romeo. Body was more like a...
Fabio.
I wish I had that hair. Picture me with that hair.
Didn't he get hit in the face with a bird?
Yes, he did.
On a roller coaster?
Yep.
What a life to live.
Yeah, well, that's your biggest concern? I got smacked in the face by a bird on a roller coaster?
Right in the moneymaker.
Yeah, literally.
I hate myself.
Number 13, developer Remedy Entertainment announced that it's making a new game codenamed Condor.
Yo, so we were driving through Utica the other day.
You saw a condor?
There was a fucking turkey vulture just sitting in someone's yard in the middle of the city. Just chilling.
Honestly, at this point, sounds about right.
All right. Anyways, condor.
Just picture just being like, yeah, this is the new normal, and I will be at your house later. And you're like, okay.
That's what it like watched us drive by. I'm like, what the fuck is going on?
Oh, well, it's because it was a human.
Maybe.
Clearly, in bird form, that was like,
turkey vulture suit.
I was going more for like the god that just transmorphs into something to fit in
and into a turkey vulture.
Yeah, but it chose incorrectly. It just ended like a heat of the moment thing. It's like, what fits in here? And then now everybody's just staring at it. He's like, just play it cool, man. Just look back at them. Just play it cool.
Smile and wave.
Are they out of my look? Are they out of my sight yet? Can they not see me? Oh, I don't have to put on the charade anymore. Listen, if you drove around down there and you were a god that's never seen it before and you panicked, you'd think turkey vulture might be okay.
I mean, you have a point. Definitely not wrong.
Especially around some of those neighborhoods, hell yeah. All right. Developer Remedy Entertainment announced that it's making a new game codenamed Condor, a multiplayer spinoff of Control. It will be a four-player cooperative PvE game built on the Northlight engine, the same engine used in Control. As of now, it is a current-gen exclusive, which means the old PS5 and Xbox Series and PC. It'll be published by 505 Games. Speaking of, Remedy and 505 Games shared that they are also collaborating on a bigger budget Control title coming out in the future. According to the press release, the companies have outlined high-level collaboration terms, so it's nothing we'll be seeing soon. High-level collaboration terms, like the word collaboration.
It has a weird, like...
And onomatopoeia.
A weird sentence.
And gastroenteritis. And fuzzy socks.
Random.
Oh, he gave up after gastroenteritis isn't a real word.
I don't know. Fooled me.
Acetaminophen.
Drugs. 14.
Sure. Matt knows that one.
Don't expect to see Dragon Age 4, the next Mass Effect, at the upcoming EA Play event.
What? No way.
Who BioWare has tried to get ahead of the anticipation by announcing that they won't be shown at all. What we might see is the next Star Wars The Old Republic expansion called Legacy of the Sith. The new expansion marks the 10th anniversary of the game and should be coming sometime this holiday season. From BioWare's announcement, quote, Legacy of the Sith will continue the game's storyline, sending players on a military campaign to secure the aquatic planet Manon for their faction as they uncover the ultimate plan of Darth Malgus, the renegade Sith. The expansion also introduces redesigned combat styles, a new feature that blends class abilities and an array of quality of life improvements. Or upgrades. I don't know why I just edited that on the fly. Combat styles will allow players to independently choose a specific class story and combine it with ability sets from other related tech or force-wielding classes. New and old players alike can look forward to revamped character creation system featuring greater customization than ever before. And several game elements have been overhauled, including global rebalancing of gameplay and enemy encounters, updates to itemization, and character loadouts. New shit.
A lot of new shit.
Yeah. They did say it was a major expansion. So.
I'm down to see it.
I'm down to clown.
There are certain classes in there that go pew-pew, so yeah I'm not wrong.
Pew-pew.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't really played since we played. I'm always interested to see what they're going to do. Speaking of EA, we'll talk more in a minute. Number 15, Electronic Arts and Tencent-backed Hi-Rez Studios are among the first to partner with a new in-game advertising platform. The platform is titled Player One. That is WON, and is owned by U.S. TV advertising company Simulmedia. It is designed to showcase video advertisements in PC and console games. Speaking to Axios, Simulmedia EVP of Gaming, Dave Madden. Oh, what a partnership. Madden. Commented on the acceleration of free-to-play titles across the console and PC. And claims that over 90% of players never spend money on them. Simulmedia has already run a pilot advertising campaign inside Hi-Rez free-to-play title Smite. Similar to mobile adverts, this player is given the option to watch a 15 to 30 second video in exchange for in-game rewards.
Getting the best qualities of mobile games fucking
slammed in.
Getting just eating its way into regular video games like a fucking cancer.
I like, just so we can hit this point, speaking to Axios, Simulmedia EVP commented on the acceleration of free-to-play titles across console and PC and claims that over 90% of players never spend money on them. I would love to see that number.
Yeah, show me the proof, motherfucker.
I would love to see your 90% claim hold up. You're going to tell me that 90% of Fortnite players don't spend money on Fortnite, yet it rakes in $50 million a month.
Yeah.
Or sorry, $500 million a month.
Yeah, right?
Those chickens are up to something.
Those liars are up to lying.
Those greedy fucks are up to some money shenanigans.
I love the company name, Player One.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And like the player's winning.
Yeah, yeah. Bullshit. I
hate this shit.
I hate it too. Because here's the other kick too. To watch a 15 to 30 second video in exchange for in-game rewards. Okay, cool. You know what most of those usually translate to in mobile games? You watch a 15 to 30 second video to get
1/10 maybe of anything you would get in the game.
Yeah, you get some consumable that's like
useless, or I can only picture it like in FIFA or Madden or whatever, where it's like, oh, you've watched one commercial. That gives you the start to watching 10, which will actually get you one normal pack.
Yeah.
Which a normal pack, as anybody that plays those games know, is useless. So it'll be like, hey, we gave you the option to do these things, but also, by the way, the rewards are dog shit, and you'll never listen to us when we tell you that the rewards are dog shit.
It's bullshit.
This is bullshit. On whatever Camel Mountain Step Brothers quotes. All right, yeah. So, speaking of EA, before we reach that, EA Play.
Yeah.
I want to talk about it a little bit.
Oh, okay.
I missed the advertisement thing, but I was like, maybe that has EA Play in it, because I'm wondering if they would dare show that off during their Madden and FIFA things. Like not show it off, but like just have a quick moment on it.
One would hope that they wouldn't be that stupid.
I could see them saying something like, when you reach halftime of your game, you have the option to watch an ad at halftime, and it would boost your earned credits for that game like by 2 or something. Like it would essentially give you a times 2 multiplier. Multiplier? Why did I say it like that? Multiplier. Why did I hyphen the word? So I could see them saying something like that just to be like, it's just an option. You can still skip through the halftime, but we're putting it as an option. And you know you'd have people stopping if you said you doubled their credits after it, because that literally means they're getting twice as much just for 30 seconds.
Yeah.
People would do it. That's an easy trade-off. But throwing them at like the start menu where it's like, just watch this 15-second ad, like nobody wants to do it then. But if you threw it in the middle where it's like, I'm going to press start on this ad, and I'm going to go piss.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to start this ad, and I got to get a water from the kitchen. Like, I think that's an easy way to do it, and that makes sense. And then you're best of both worlds.
And then they'll add in that, oh, you have to keep a button pressed on the controller the whole time.
So wireless controller. See you later. Fuck you. And then at some point, it'll just be people taping down buttons. There'll never be a way to confirm that the person sat there and watched it until they file all those patents where they're like, you need to have the hands on the controller and then hold it to your chest, because we need to feel your heart beating so we can get the data whether or not you like the ad. We need to know your blood temperature. EA Play, though, obviously we were never seeing Dragon Age and Mass Effect. Like, when you texted me that confirmed they weren't showing up, I went, yeah, no shit, that I could have, I would have, if we were doing a prediction episode, predicted we don't see them.
See, Mass Effect makes sense. Dragon Age, different story. Other than the fact that I guess they rebooted it, but they didn't come right out and say they rebooted it.
No, but both of those, Mass Effect obviously because of the remaster, but you would also kind of think that maybe you'd want to roll on the back of the remaster as well. Just because you got everybody's appetite wet again, so you want to keep feeding it type of move.
Mass Effect was the last thing I expected, just because like it's so obvious that they threw all the Mass Effect stuff together in a really short amount of time. Like they were just like, we're fucked. We need something that'll get us in people's good graces and
post Anthem
will make us money and blah blah blah. Let's just dig into Mass Effect.
Yeah. And they're made by the same studio.
Yeah.
So, and my other thing is, last year, we got like what, 2 shots quickly through their trailer, mm-hmm. like their montage moments. There were like 2 shots, and people were like, "Holy shit, that's Dragon Age!" And I was like, "What did you see in there that gets you excited?" It's just a shot. It's like the same thing as the Avatar thing, right? Like they show you literally. Actually, they showed you less than Avatar, obviously.
Yeah, it was just way less.
It was literally just a screenshot.
Yeah, it was like, and I think it was it was concept art. I don't even think it was like
a screenshot. Yeah, it was like concept art. It almost looked like it would have been a loading screen in another game.
Yeah.
And people were like, oh my god, Dragon Age 4. And I was like, what? You're not going to see this for years. Sure, it's been a long time since Inquisition. Technically, yes. But BioWare's been in a fucking spiral, and you think they're just going to pump out Dragon Age 4?
That's my irritation, though, is that Dragon Age 4 has supposedly been in development since, like, I don't even know. When did fucking Anthem come out?
Anthem came out in 18.
Yeah, so at least 2018.
18 or 19.
And we know that they rebooted it because it was supposed to be a live service game, and then they
canned that.
Yeah.
Well,
supposedly.
Revisited it.
Yeah, supposedly. It would be nice. I hate EA's, like, whole
Shadow
games? Maybe it's not even EA. It's specifically with BioWare. I don't know why, but it's always BioWare. They have no transparency at all with BioWare.
True.
And, like, if they came right out and said, we're not going to see Dragon Age because we did a soft reboot. You're not going to see Mass Effect because we just started it. People would be like, all right. I would be like, I don't want to see people. I would be like, yeah, that makes sense. But, like, there's like, you're not going to see it.
Yeah. I understand.
But that's all we got.
I understand why they put it out, because it's easier just to get this out now and be like, just don't.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because you would have had people doing the whole thing afterwards, like, is it in development hell? We didn't see it, and they never mentioned it. Do they even exist?
The other part that irritates me about it is that then they, like, gave us the Old Republic expansion as, like, a, like, oh, here's the other thing. And you know damn well we're not going to see, we're going to see it in, like, a fucking sizzle reel, because they refuse to give
time
anything
to it.
Like, that real time.
Well, it would be a quick, hey, we're doing this.
Mm-hmm. Stick around.
Stick around for the post get for the
fucking
post
developers interview.
For the post conference to learn more about that. And you'd be like, all right, show me the Sims expansion.
Nail on head.
So I want to get the, what do you think we see from EA? Just like a rough guess. There's currently, I think in my head, maybe I'm going to say a number and be totally wrong. I'm going to ballpark like 10 things I can think of that they could at least show and I'm not even saying by much, like just kind of like flash or quick details. I don't think they feature these things. Like, I don't think they're dropping.
All right, let's run through things we could potentially see and then the likelihood of seeing them.
And the things we know we'll see. I'm counting guarantees in this list. All right,
so you got your sports games, guaranteed to see them.
Madden, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Madden will get its full show out of whatever the new abilities are. Obviously, they've already announced the cover and the trailer.
Are they they're doing an NCAA football, right?
It's not this year, I believe. It's supposed to be next year, but that is in my, they could also show it this year. Mm. Just to say, like, hey, it's not going to be out till next year because we're still working out the other things. But, like, so you guys know, it's going to be running on the Madden engine. And, like, this is what we're looking to do with it. Hey, mascot mode will be back, yada, yada. Like, they could tease enough going into it where it's just like, hey, we're confirming this exists. Here's what we're going to plan to do with it. Because it's the easiest thing to just go, yeah, we're obviously going to just use the Madden engine. Like, why wouldn't we? And yada, yada.
Right off the bat, I'm kind of assuming that this EA play is going to be sports heavy.
Probably. So the Madden one will be the normal stuff. I don't think they'll do the focus on career mode gridiron that they've done. It'll just be the typical, like, quick Ultimate Team stuff, but not directly Ultimate Team. It'll be like, players have new abilities and, like, now we incorporated what stadiums mean to the fan, you know, like what they mean to the game. Because we noticed during the COVID year when stadiums were really empty, you saw how it impacted teams and how that home crowd effect could really change the game. So Seattle, the Legion of Boom, in one of the loudest stadiums because of the way it's designed that breaks decibel records, and the New Orleans Saints Superdome and how loud that can get in there. And where they did show a screenshot of, like, what potential that they're trying to look at for what that means. Like, oh, you have home field advantage, so on third and fourth down, there's a chance that a wide receiver on the other team just runs the completely incorrect route. Because, like, the idea in their head, I think that's a horrible way to execute it, but the idea in their head is that he didn't hear the call, so he just he's dealing with the crowd noise, so he's just going to run the wrong way type thing. So, yeah, potentially NCAA. FIFA for sure, for all the exact same reasons. And then FIFA for sure, and then I don't know if they got any new licensing, but I wouldn't be surprised to see something like that. They'll show off the Champions League. World Cup is next year, so
gotta capitalize on that.
They could, but it'd be weird because World Cup will be happening next year, right before a FIFA would be coming out. So I would expect them to say like, yeah, so there's all this, and then also, by the way, we're looking at they could do if they wanted to, just say like, when the World Cup happens next year, we're looking at doing a World Cup like add on. Or like mode where we patch the game, you go in and you can play in the World Cup. There have been World Cup specific soccer games before, but FIFA, I think, could easily gain the license and just say like, we're going to do a World Cup tournament, like whole thing in the game type of thing. Do we see golf?
That was what I was going to ask. I mean, I know it's really soon to their kicking off, but
I mean, before they used Frostbite with Rory.
I mean, I kind of assume that we'll see all the sports stuff, but not necessarily, just varying degrees of deep
dives. Right. I think it's those two we see for the most. I think golf gets shown. The other one is NHL, but NHL they didn't show last year at all. I want them to show NHL, but I just want them to show NHL, or I want them to open the show with everything you're going to see today is going to be available on all consoles and will also be available on PC as part of EA Play.
Mm-hmm.
Because they don't have NHL on console. There's a couple things they don't have they don't have NHL on PC. There's a couple things they don't have on PC where I'd like them to just say, we're going to drop it on everything. Everything is cross-play / cross-progression. So if you have an Ultimate Team account, it follows you around. And you can play, even if they say like NHL is locked to EA Play on PC, I'd be like, mm-hmm. Cool. I just want to try it again. But I'm not spending, you know, $70 to try it.
Yeah.
So we might see that. Need for Speed got shifted. So I don't know if that happens.
That got pushed, didn't it?
It got pushed because they kicked Criterion to a different...
Yeah, what the hell are they working on? They moved them to... Because
they bought Codemasters.
Yeah, but they moved...
They moved Criterion to a different project.
Yeah, and then...
Then the theory, or they moved them, they delayed Need for Speed because of Codemasters, or it was something.
There was some weird shuffle that happened that wasn't like directly, it was kind of like weird.
So there's whatever's happening with that. We might see Codemasters something, but they've kind of detailed the thing with Criterion to be like, we've pushed that. So maybe Codemasters is doing something. Or they would just announce like Project Car is coming to EA Play or something.
I don't know. I don't know what to expect from either of them.
Yeah. Battlefield 2042, we will see.
Yep.
That's an obvious one. See
a lot of that, I'm sure.
I'm sure we'll see some indie game. They're always good for one. That featured indie game, usually.
What was the last time? The fucking Sea one?
Sea of Solitude?
Or was that 2 years ago?
That was 2 years ago. Last year, I don't remember them doing one. But Sea of Solitude, and then before that it was A Way Out. Might say something about the fact that I don't remember what last year's was.
Was it the Cthulhu one?
Did EA have a Cthulhu game?
Someone had a Cthulhu game.
I mean, there were a couple of Cthulhu games last year, which was kind of weird.
Yeah. Anyways, whatever.
So probably an indie game, but who knows what it is. There is a Sea of Solitude sequel coming out, but that's already been announced, so I don't know that they're going to really show that.
All right. Respawn.
Apex. Guarantee. Do we see their new Star Wars thing?
Fallen Order 2?
Is it confirmed Fallen Order 2 Electric Boogaloo?
I would assume, but...
The droids throwing a wild rave party.
I mean, it seems too soon for it to be like...
It seems too soon to be for 2, but they also said they were working on something I thought like... Different was the way they were pitching it, because it's the other studio. It's the one that what's his name went to go head up.
Oh yeah, the new Respawn.
Yeah,
or new Dice or whatever the fuck it is.
It was Respawn LA or Respawn West or whatever the hell they were calling it.
I don't know. They're all the same.
Yeah.
They're
Dice something. Yeah, it was. He split to go to the other studio.
Yeah, we're gonna get a tease of something. I'm sure.
Yeah.
Something. I don't know.
And then, I don't know, there was joke about Titanfall Remaster.
Maybe they're working, maybe the new, now, because it are we sure that the new Respawn is doing Star Wars?
I think so.
Okay.
Their last thing was that Medal of Honor VR thing. That's what Vince went down and did right after he first left. The first thing he came back with is a Medal of Honor VR, I mean, Medal of Honor VR experience.
I guess we're going to hit on it now anyways, but there's the Dead Space rumors.
Yeah, Dead Space rumor. Dead Space rumor, Titanfall rumor, both there. Do we see Skate at this point? They announced Skate last year. Do we see what their at least idea is, kind of? Because last year they literally just went, Skate 4. Or they actually didn't even say Skate 4. They just said, Skate. We'll see you later. That's all they said.
I guess we could see a teaser.
Just an idea, like a literal useless concept teaser.
Yeah, I mean, we're going to see so much of that this year. Cause like
EA, like akin to the Avatar thing, I'm basically thinking.
Yeah. EA doesn't like hold back. They usually just dump everything.
And... yeah. I'm picturing like an Avatar one, and it's just people skating around, and they go, okay, yeah, that was Skate, but there's like literally no answers.
Yeah.
It's just like, was that mobile? No one has any idea. Yeah. That might be everything. Am I forgetting anything?
I don't know. I think that's it. Other than your normal
Sims,
shit.
Sims will probably show
up.
Yeah,
like Sims and...
do we get the Sims 5?
No. They're going to keep going with their fucking expansions.
Yeah, that's... I mean, I would agree, but I'm curious at what point do they say we're going to do something
what,
crazy?
What
like,
wonky
they go,
expansion are we going to get this?
True, last year was Star Wars. What got popular this year? Ooh, maybe they drop a COVID expansion.
And I was going to go with like a sports themed one, something that works in with like the FIFA, or not FIFA, but the, you know, the EA Sports franchises.
Interesting. Okay, yeah, no, I see. I can see that.
An Ultimate Team one or something.
I don't think that. I'm thinking more of like centered around like the World Cup / Euro, so where it's the national competitions.
Mm-hmm.
So your sim can go watch these games. Have you're going to the whole thing? You can decorate your entire house in the national team's colors, and
yeah, that sounds good.
You travel to Qatar because you know everybody wants to travel to Qatar in The Sims. I'm trying to think. I might be missing something else, but. Plants vs. Zombies? No. There will be some dumb thing out of entirely left field where everybody goes, I guess?
Didn't see that coming.
Probably a lot of port news, stuff coming to Switch, yada yada. We've heard your complaints about FIFA being the exact same game for 3 years on the Switch, to the point where it's literally not even the same as the consoles or PC. We're going to keep doing the same thing we've been doing. Fuck you.
Basically.
Is it Andrew House?
Yep.
Just out no. No, it's not House, right? It's Andrew
Wilson?
Yes. Yeah. Just out on stage, just
I got paid. I got my raise.
Can you imagine if EA did a Devolver conference? Holy shit.
People's heads would explode.
In the video and in real life, it would be great. I would lose my mind if I just walked out. If Andrew Wilson walked out and went, you fuckers ready for what we're about to show you? I'd be like, yes, EA. You'd have me chanting. Chanting for somehow the villain?
He should go full heel.
Oh, that would be great. You guys hate loot boxes, so we put in twice as many. You can't even... marketplace, gone. You can't even sell your cards. Now you just get more boxes.
Loot market.
And guess what? Less chance to get good cards because we hate you.
Suck it.
You want to get a good card? You should pay me 20 extra dollars and I'll give you one. And it's not even the best because we only cater to the elite. Can we make a commercial? And it's just going to be the old like flames shooting up behind with red eyes and devil like fake Party City devil horns. Just lower my voice on a modulator to the point of just being like,
you thought you were making
go
a deal.
For like the devil from Tenacious D music video with Dave Grohl there.
Oh, yeah.
When he plays the devil.
When he plays the devil.
Yeah.
Sell your soul to me.
They might go Ubisoft. This is on my things here. It could go Ubisoft, and because I don't know if you remember, I don't even know if we talked about it. There was the Henry Cavill Instagram post, and he was reading a script that people figured out was Mass Effect.
Huh. Oh, yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
So, you know, Mass Effect TV show could be a thing.
If they announce another TV show, I'm going to lose my mind. Well, actually, it'd be even funnier if they announced a TV show and then went the way of Ubisoft and just never made it.
Yeah. Yep. Well, that's kind of the joke, is that BioWare's project director basically confirmed that there was supposed to be a Mass Effect movie years ago. And he basically confirmed that that project's dead. And he said that TV would be a better fit anyways. So maybe something like that's in the future. Yeah, I don't know. Should I rip through these things real quick?
Yeah, rip through them.
EA and DICE have announced Battlefield 2042's official partners. For PC graphics, NVIDIA. For the console partner.
That seems like a change.
Console partner, Xbox.
That makes sense.
The peripherals partner, Logitech.
Makes sense.
The off-road vehicle partner, Polaris.
Also makes sense, yeah. Every one of those makes sense, except I thought before they were usually like an AMD guy.
Maybe, I don't know. Gaming storage partner, Western Digital Black.
Yep, I would have guessed exactly that. They've been slinging their storage capabilities around, and every time I see them, they tempt me.
Bunch of hoes. They had a really good Prime Day deal, I think, for... There was a deal for the... WD Black SSD storage.
Yeah.
Like the portable storage.
I need to do a PC thing that's going to take me a lot of money. I want to drop an M2 NVMe Gen 4 drive in.
You'd have to get a motherboard upgrade then. You have to go full
I think on. I have a 3, so yeah. I need to go get a 4. And then it's like, ooh, do I rebuild my PC?
Yeah, you might as well. Then do I you do- might as well just wait.
Well, that's the whole thing.
DDR5.
Well, every time we reach the, well, I'm going to do the upgrade. It's like,
yeah,
well,
but DDR5. Well
yeah, but then it's a DDR5. But then it's like, do I go Threadripper? Do I go
DDR5?
Do I stay Intel?
Wait.
I need a new graphics card.
Yeah. They're actually
$6,000 later, and I'm like, I have a new PC.
Graphics cards are in stock in a lot of places now. Anyways.
Yeah, but which ones?
A rumor via LinkedIn. Speaking of LinkedIn, massive data breach. Guerrilla Games has been working on...
Speaking of LinkedIn, just a real quick security problem. If you have a LinkedIn profile, you might want to go take a look.
Guerrilla Games has been working on an unannounced project since 2018. And apparently they are now developing it in parallel with Horizon Forbidden West. So the old split team situation. A lot of people hoping that it's Killzone.
It would be interesting. It would be interesting.
It would be.
Because I don't know that we need a Killzone. So people will argue with me. But do we?
I don't think we need one.
What if we got like Condemned instead? Different company, but you know.
Or they could just, I mean.
What if we got a free-to-play Killzone? Then I'm in. They just said we're just going to dibble down on multiplayer. Screw the idea of the hell gas in the story.
Could be on something. There's a rumor going around that Legacy of Kain Soul Reaver is going to be remastered.
That's been going around for a bit.
Yep. Todd Howard.
Otaku Todd Howard.
Said that Elder Scrolls 6 is still in the design phase.
Ooh, do you have the other fun bit of notes on there from them?
No.
It's running on the same engine as Starfield.
So whatever that is.
Creation Engine 2 Electric Boogaloo! God, I hope that's the in-house name. I hope that on at least one legal document for the Creation Engine 2, somebody made a note that went, : Project Boogaloo.
Yeah, they should.
Or even if that's what they... Maybe that's what they just named it before they named it the Creation Engine 2. They were just like, we're going to call this Project Boogaloo until we can think of what we want to actually call it.
Codename Boogaloo.
Dude, oh my god, I need to find out right now if that's a WoW character I can claim the name of.
I will name change one of my characters to Boogaloo if it is an option.
Oh, someone's got it.
Somebody has to have it, right? But which way do they spell it?
True.
Boogaloo.
EVGA is making AMD motherboards. Kind of a big deal.
Who is?
EVGA.
Oh, for some reason I thought I heard you say AMG and I went, what?
All right.
It's the car thing from earlier, man.
Yep. Kojima and Microsoft have signed a letter of intent that states the two will work together to create an Xbox game. That's a rumor, people.
Is there nothing better than Kojima signing a letter of intent? I do intend to sleep with you. And you're like,
okay, Kojima. All right,
Kojima, fucking weirdo.
Just don't make a weird, creepy sex video like one of your trailers.
Listen, I just need to bring this baby in a jar with me. And you're like, you know what? I'm out.
We already talked about Dead Space. And then there was a Dying Light 2 trailer that we didn't watch.
Nah, but Dying Light 2. December. You don't need to see more trailers for it.
All right.
Fun fact.
There you go.
I've made your decision for you.
He has spoken.
I have spoken.
This is the way.
Those womp rats. Couldn't think of another Mandalorian quote for some reason.
I mean, he doesn't talk much, so.
Yeah, but I just mean, I have spoken isn't his either.
Yeah, neither is, well, now this is the way it says.
Duh. I mean, it's a Mandalorian thing.
Don't appropriate my culture.
Literally, that's what, episode 6 of season 2? The appropriation from Bogota?
Oh, yeah.
Or them complaining with the Mando, that whole thing there. Anyway, it's been 7 days. What have you been up to?
Mass Effect 2. Playing Mass Effect 2.
I do see you in the Mass Effect. How far are you? Are you doing anything different? Have you murdered a whole planet yet?
Nope. Nothing super different. Romancing different. Not really a big deal.
No, just casual romance over here. Yeah. Not even playing the hardcore room.
I did some mods, some quality of life mods to kind of speed up the process a little bit. Mass Effect 2, a little rough around the edges. Definitely not. I mean, it could be the port. I mean, it could be the remaster side of it. But, like, it's got some... It has aspects to it of that annoy me in video games. Like, you know, I got a thing where I hate when there's bad level design. It's like you can get caught on invisible things.
Yes, I also hate that. I hate
it. Drives me.
Invisible hitboxes are insane to me.
Bonkers. Just movement stuff. Like level design.
No, yes. I'm saying the same. Like, it's still a hitbox that you're colliding with, but.
So that's got a lot of that. That drives me nuts.
Like, oh, look, this leaf. Why is there. Around it, a giant.
This like feeds into the BioWare rushed thing, where like they literally just up-res the games and that's it. So like there's not modern field of view stuff. Like it's that super narrow field of view,
yep.
Random stuff like that. And then like Mass Effect 2 had a lot of like unnecessary time sinks, like scanning planets, and like you have ship fuel when you're going between systems and stuff. So, like, I did some quality of life mods that basically wipe all that shit out.
Oh, there you go.
So, just so I can get through the game faster.
So far, was one cleaner than two?
I think one, so far, is a better game. Like, it's more immersive. Like, the characters are better. There's more, like, conversations between the characters that happen in the party. Like, a lot of that's not in Mass Effect 2 that I'm noticing. And I'm like... Playing it back to back like this, it's like way more telling than I remember it. I'm like, Jesus Christ.
Like, that's part of me was wondering if one was better, like just like visually and other things, do you think they potentially sandbag two with how many people usually scream that two is the best in the series? They're like, we can get away with it. We need to focus on the ones that were bad or, you know, lesser in comparison.
It seems like in two, they clearly were like trying to move more towards adventure shooter than RPG, because you lose a lot of the immersive elements of the squad talking between themselves and story driven content. And you get a lot of the combat, the shooting and fast paced combat, which the combat is definitely feels nicer in this game, I guess, but you lose like a lot of the story stuff, which is not good. So yeah, I'm going to blow through it and then we'll see. I'll start Mass Effect 3 and see how far that goes. I'm sure I'll play through all of Mass Effect 3 too. I'm just curious. Now I'm curious how they all feel. Yeah.
And now that you can play them back to back to back, does it change the perception of where you were before?
Yeah. And there's just like the story is wonk. Like there's over 2 years between Mass Effect 1 and 2.
Yep.
And the main character, Shepard, is dead the entire time.
Okay.
So that's the weird thing about Mass Effect 2 is you die and this entity, Cerberus, this like huge mega terrorist group kind of spends all of this like money and time and resources to like revive you essentially. And you're dead for 2 years and being, maybe not dead for 2 years, but you died and are being rebuilt for 2 years. And like you come across all these your old companions and stuff, and they're just like, oh, hey, Shepard, like, thought you were dead. That's weird. Let's go on with life. And it's like,
you want to split a Diet Coke down of the soda fountain? And you're
it's just like, what the fuck, dude? I was dead. You watched me die. Like, the ship was blown up. I was gone for 2 years, and that's the best you can give me?
Weird, man. I've seen some shit.
So, yeah, that's where I'm at. Where are you at?
You know, the huge as the kids.
Oh, the other thing. Sorry to interrupt you. Tree fell in my car. That was really exciting. My wife's car. Really awesome.
Is there something I should know?
during a storm we had.
No one in the car.
It was really interesting.
Through the windshield, punctured the dash.
Yep. Through the windshield, through the dash, crumpled the roof.
Yep.
Totaled the car. $18,000 of damage.
A lot of damage.
Yeah. Gotcha, bitch. Anyways, what have you been doing?
Bang, bang. Emily the Show, new program dropped. The fourth inning program, so working towards getting the bosses in that. Made a mistake. Made a very, very dumb mistake. I thought the program dropped on Friday.
Okay.
I was 400 experience away from getting the bosses from inning 3.
And it dropped sooner than you thought.
Yeah. I was at 3,000.
So is that just fucks you?
I mean, I can go buy them off the marketplace.
That's annoying.
Yeah. So in the terms of just earning them free from play. So what I had done
is give you a grace period at all? Like,
no.
That's rough.
I just made the mistake of thinking it was on Friday, not Thursday. So I came home Thursday ready to log in and turn in the daily like exchange mission for the program, which is usually like exchange X amount of starting pitchers up to this value or whatever. And I came home, I was like, all right, perfect, I'll do that. I'll get the reward, which is usually 1,000 experience, which is obviously more than the 400 I needed. 400 I needed. And then I'll get the boss pack, and then tomorrow the new program will drop and it'll be fine. I come home Thursday and I boot up the game and the game's like, we need to update. And I was like, that's not a good sign. Updates, fourth inning shows up, third inning's gone. I was 400 experience away, planning on using an exchange to get it, which is the whole reason I didn't do it the day before because I wanted to play WoW on the new patch. So I was like, perfect, I can just do the exchange and get this taken care of. Nope, lost it at 400 experience. So now I need to go spend like 50,000 stubs of the in-game currency to go buy one of the bosses off the market because I was 400 experience away.
Rough.
I screwed myself. I would like to say I got screwed, but like, no, I screwed myself.
They don't give you like a countdown timer on like the new...
I didn't watch the live stream for the new patch drop, but I knew they were doing the live stream on Thursday for showing the new bosses of the new program and stuff. I made the mistake of not realizing it was what they call a push the button stream. So they end the stream and then the patch goes live.
and I wasn't watching the stream because I was at work, and I missed, I just somehow in my messaging missed it. I'm sure they probably said it, and I ended up missing it, and 400 experience, and I got screwed.
Yeah.
So, it's whatever it is, you know.
Shit happens, I guess. It sucks.
Yeah. It's like, oh, could you just, like, grant me 400 experience and give me the pack? I love you forever. yeah. So, just on to the next grind, you know, just what it is. But still enjoying the game, having a lot of fun with it. So, I can't really complain on that front. And then the Chains of Domination drop, so I've just been doing that.
Any curveballs from the patch? Any
nothing that I've experienced so far.
Okay,
a lot of the stuff isn't going to actually go live until next week.
Oh yeah, one of those. Okay,
the raid goes live next week. The new item levels in Mythics go live next week. There's a lot of this is just like, hey, get used to this, and then next week we're going to drop the actual content you want to do, type of thing. So next week. But yeah, it's been good so far. I've gotten myself to the point where I can log in on, like, the main characters I plan on having ready to go to raid. Log in once a day. Just do some quick dailies on them, like 20 minutes maybe. Switch characters, and then in the course of an hour, I'm done with all of them. And then I can either go work on another character or play a different game. So it works out pretty well because I started playing Football Manager again.
Hmm. I saw.
Oh, yeah. We back, boys.
Yeah.
5-0 win. First game back the other night.
Congratulations.
Yeah. That was in the first leg of a Champions League game. So establish the lead early. Can hopefully take the second game off. Win 5-0 and just move on.
It's a strategy.
It is. And when you put up 5 in the first game, it's a pretty easy strategy to execute. Should be. I shouldn't lose 5, but, you know, I've seen it happen. But yeah, I mean, that's really it. I had some banana bread.
Banana bread?
Got sent banana bread. Well, I guess I ordered banana bread from Nolan's Nana Bread down in, I think they're in Connecticut, technically. But it's good bread. I like the idea that I can just order banana bread.
Yeah. Fresh.
Yeah. Coffee cake, too. Or, yeah.
It was like coffee banana bread or something, right?
Yeah, I think it's coffee cake was the idea. I'm trying to think of what the name, I keep saying coffee cake, but I feel like I'm not what I want to say. Coffee cake bread, coffee cake, whatever. Delicious. That's the only point. So at some point, I'll probably order more. But, you know, I have to be careful because otherwise I'll just eat banana bread for the rest of my life.
Yeah. He'll lose his girlish figure.
Oh, man. I'm such a shapely of my curves. Delightful. I have a reverse hourglass.
Don't we all?
Yeah, so that's really it. Cool. It's been fun. It's been real. Been real fun. And we will see you guys in 7. Count them 1, 2, 7. Days. Bye-bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.